This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. This is the second of a special two-part edition of Newsmakers, assessing how the greater La Crosse area will fare under the recently passed federal health care reform legislation. One of the stated goals of health care reform is to give millions of uninsured Americans access to the health care system for the first time. That void has been filled for many years by free clinics staffed by medical volunteers, including the St. Clair Health Mission of La Crosse. Clinical Director Sandy Brecky recently sat down with Wisconsin Public Radio's Danielle Kading to talk about the future of St. Clair's under the health care reform legislation. She began by discussing what life is like now at the mission and how things have changed over the past year.
We've definitely seen kind of a shift in trend. Last year in Wisconsin, when the Badger Care Core program was enacted, a lot of people who had previously been uninsured were able to move onto the Wisconsin State Badger Care Core program, which decreased our numbers from people who had been coming to the clinic for years and years. But what we've seen is a big trend of new people who have just recently lost their insurance coming into the clinic. So where we had a bunch of people move out of the clinic onto the Wisconsin Badger Care Core program, just as many new people have been coming to the clinic. So numbers have really been steady over the last year.
And how many people do you usually serve in a year?
We have a clinic that's open 3 days a week. We see about 100 people a week, making it a little over 5,000 visits in a year.
Of the people that are coming in that are new and they may have lost their health insurance because they lost a job, what are the reasons that they're coming in for?
A lot of people that come to the clinic, in particular the newer people who are coming, are people who have had a doctor, they've had primary care, they may have been prescribed medication or be managing a chronic disease, and when they lose their health insurance and their COBRA runs out, now they have no way to continue to manage their disease and pay for their medication. So that's where a free clinic falls in. We're a place that people can go, to maintain their health and to keep on the track that they are on. You know, and also we have new people coming in all the time that haven't seen a physician in years and years and years. It's not uncommon for someone to come into the clinic with a problem and tell us that their last doctor visit was over 20 years ago.
So what are some of the difficulties, then, of providing care for the population that you do serve?
Many, many people are coming to us without having had health care. They haven't had preventive care. They haven't had a lot of education. So when they may have something going on, they're not even necessarily sure when it's appropriate to go to the doctor and when it's not appropriate to go to the doctor. It is not uncommon in the free clinic world to have somebody come into the clinic with diabetes that, looking back, and now that we know this person, they've probably had it for several years, and they can come to us with a blood sugar of 500s and 600s, which tells us that they've had this for a long, long time, and they're just really at the point now where it's affected their lives so much that it's critical that they come and receive treatment. So this is a person that, had they had health insurance, had they had routine medical care, this could have been picked up years before when they were perhaps in the pre-diabetic stage, and some education and preventive services could have been done at that point.
What are your questions and concerns on how the St. Clair Health Mission may be affected in regards to the recently passed health care reform legislation?
When the St. Clair was started back in 1993, the goal has always been to shut the free clinic down. And so there's been several directors since then, and every one of us has said the same thing, that, you know, my goal, and everyone says, what's your goal for the free clinic? Well, the goal for the free clinic is to shut it down, not because it's not a wonderful place. We have 300 volunteers that are incredibly dedicated and work really hard, but it should not be that people can't get health care, you know, any minute of the day that they need it. And that is what we see with our population. Our hope would be that there is something for everybody, some kind of health care for everybody, so that we are not basically locking people out of the health care system because of their inability to pay. So that would be my hope for a national health care system. We've been waiting for this and watching this, like I said, for years and years and years. Back in the Clinton era, we're thinking that free clinics might close down. And so we're kind of waiting watchfully to see what's going to happen with the national health care system. We know that they're telling us that of the 47 million Americans who are uninsured, 38 million will be covered by this new national health care program, which still leaves 9 million people without health care coverage. And who those 9 million people are has yet really to be determined.
What will you be watching closely then?
We'll definitely look at how it is going to affect this population. The one thing that we learned when BadgerCare Core came in was that the population that we serve isn't well connected. They didn't know that BadgerCare Core was available to them. And that was something that surprised us because we had looked so forward to it and had been talking about it for, you know, a year. But the population that we serve had no idea that there was this program that was available to them. Many, many people are not connected with social services, with the county, with anybody out there who can help them work through the system. And that's one thing that we always keep in the forefront of our mind is if something is coming, if it's going to benefit this population, what do we need to do and how can we jump in to assist so that they are best served?
So are you able to get an idea right now of how it might impact you at the St. Clair Health Mission or not really?
It's going to be a wait and see. What we are anticipating is that many of our people who are the working poor will end up being connected with health insurance. What we're also anticipating is that there are going to be barriers that we are going to need to be on top of with people who are homeless, for the people who maybe have mental illness and are not in the system. Those are people who we're really going to have to watch and wait and see.
You know, there's a lot of unknowns surrounding this legislation and how it's going to come down and affect a variety of different groups in the healthcare system. Why is it so difficult to get a handle on?
When you hear about the national healthcare system, it makes it sound very simple. It makes it sound like if you're poor, there'll be a voucher, you'll be able to get health insurance. You know, but what we know, and again, based on some experience we've had with the BadgerCare Core, is that a lot of people in the population that we serve really do not understand the system. And not only that, they're skeptical of it as well. So even if there is something out there for them, they probably have not ever heard of it, and they would have no idea how to go about getting connected with it. And many, many people also have never been to the clinic or the hospital. You know, that is not uncommon for us to run into someone who will tell us it's been since I was a kid that I've seen a doctor. They don't necessarily know when they need to see a doctor. You know, they have not had education, medical education or health education. So those are the kind of barriers that we're anticipating. But there are still going to be people that are going to fall between the cracks. There are still going to be people who, for whatever reason, aren't connected with health insurance. And that's the people that the volunteers have always focused on and really want to focus on. That's the passion of free clinics. It's to make sure that every human being, regardless of any life circumstance or status, has care when they need care.
So what's your assessment then, or your opinion of the reform overall of the legislation that was passed?
You know, I think it is an incredibly positive step for this country. What has frustrated me really is not just how long it took, but a lot of the arguments and conversations around health care. Working in the free clinic world for 15 years, I know that there's a problem, and I know that there's a crisis for this population. To me, health care is a right. It's not a privilege. I've seen it over and over again where someone comes into the free clinic with a diagnosis that had this person had access years previous, they wouldn't be where they are now. I've definitely seen people who have died because of lack of health insurance and lack of access to health care. We see people who constantly struggle daily. The stress that not being able to have health care and not being able to afford your medications puts on people is something we see, you know, daily at the clinic. So the fact that there's been some movement toward looking at the healthcare system and making changes to the healthcare system, and finally hearing people say that, yes, healthcare is a priority in this country. I have not necessarily heard it said that healthcare is a right and not a privilege, but we certainly seem to be in the direction where we as a country see the benefit of everybody in our country being healthy.
Sandy Brecky is the clinical director of the St. Clair Health Mission. She spoke with Wisconsin Public Radio's Danielle Kading. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. Senior citizens stand to gain from health care reform as soon as next week, as Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Reisom found out in talking with Lisa Lampkins. She's the advocacy director for Wisconsin AARP. Lampkin says senior citizens need to look carefully at what health care reform means for them.
Starting June 10th, any Medicare beneficiary who is in Medicare Part D, and that's the drug coverage part of Medicare, if they fall into what's called the donut hole, those folks will get a check, a rebate check for $250. And the first bit of those checks are going to be mailed on June 10th. So that's one important thing to know, that the new healthcare law will be helping folks with the cost of their prescription drugs in Medicare. And I think the second thing that's happening immediately that folks should be aware of is that there are going to be new benefits that are part of Medicare Part B. So if you're in traditional Medicare starting next year in 2011, you will be able to get an annual physical and new preventive benefits at no cost. So that's great news. It means you don't have to apply your deductible, and there are no out-of-pocket copayments for that.
Let's talk a little bit more about the donut hole for those out there that may not be sure exactly as to what it is. The donut hole will not be closing at any time soon. It might be a year, 2 years, 3 years before that happens.
So Medicare Part D is the prescription drug coverage that is within Medicare. And if you're in Medicare Part D, you pay 25% of your drug costs up to about $2,830. Once you've reached that limit, you fall into what's known as the donut hole or the coverage gap. And it's during that time where you pay 100% of your drug costs. Even though you're still paying your monthly premium, you're not getting any help with the cost of your drugs. So you pay 100% of those drug costs until your out-of-pocket costs reach $4,550. Then you reach a catastrophic limit and you get help again with the cost of your drugs. Well, from the beginning, most folks understandably have hated this donut hole. You're paying your premium, you're not getting any help with the cost of your drugs. So what's going to happen is this new health law is going to close the donut hole over time. So as I mentioned, beginning this year in 2010, for anyone who falls into the donut hole, you will get a $250 rebate check. But then beginning next year, people in Medicare Part D will get a 50% discount on the price of brand name drugs that they get in that donut hole. And they'll get a small discount on the price of generic drugs as well. And then gradually, over time, between now and 2020, there will be greater discounts until the donut hole will be considered closed in 2020, when at that time, folks in Medicare will be paying only 25% of the cost of their drugs in the donut hole, just like they do during that initial coverage period. In order to get your rebate check for the Medicare Part D donut hole rebates, you do not have to do anything. The Medicare Part D plans are tracking your drug costs. They know when someone falls into the donut hole. It doesn't matter how much you go into the donut hole. Even if you just go $1 into the donut hole, you will still receive a check for $250. Those checks, you should get them about 45 days after you get into the donut hole. whenever we see new benefits like this, we also see that there are scam artists and others who want to mislead folks. We've already seen reports of scam artists offering to help people fill out their application for the Part D rebate check. And once they have your personal information, you know, the sky's the limit about what they can do. So it's very, very important. You don't have to do anything in order to get this rebate check. If anybody calls you offering to help or offering to, you know, quicken the amount of time that it takes for you to get this, please call 1-800-MEDICARE and report that.
What can seniors look forward to in the next few years? Some stuff that may not be happening right away.
Some of the things that we're going to see will have to do with some changes and really strengthening of the Medicare program overall. There are some folks in Wisconsin who are enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans, and a few of those folks may see some changes within those Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage are private insurance companies who are kind of taking over Medicare benefits for people. We have about a quarter of folks in Wisconsin in Medicare are enrolled in these private plans. And there are some changes in the way the federal government's going to be paying these plans. Now, I think one important thing to know, a lot of people think that this new health care law gets rid of Medicare Advantage, and that is not the case at all. So people can still look forward to getting their Medicare services through Medicare Advantage plans. We know that Medicare Advantage plans and actually other plans as well will have to start spending more of their money on medical care and less on administration and overhead costs. Those plans are going to have to start spending 85% of the money they bring in premiums on that medical care. And so what we're going to see is it's really going to cost less to sort of run those programs, and people should still see the great benefits that they get from those Medicare Advantage plans.
Any part of the Health Care Reform Act that gave AARP pause?
There are just reams and reams of rules that need to be written that spell out how all of these ideas in the law are actually going to be implemented. So there's a lot of work that still needs to be done around implementation. One of the good things about that is much of that work is going to be done at the state level. And Wisconsin has been such a leader with our healthcare programs that I think we're very well positioned to come out ahead and to sort of take advantage as of much as we can in this new law to benefit the people of Wisconsin.
Have you received feedback?
We have people who love it, people who are really looking forward to some of the new provisions, for example, and we can talk about how it's going to help folks who don't currently have insurance. You know, AARP membership starts at age 50, and we have a lot of AARP members who are currently working, but they're working for employers who don't offer insurance. Often when you get to be a little older and you're 50, it's the rare person who doesn't have some kind of pre-existing health condition. So we have a lot of members who have not been able to afford health insurance on their own, just going out onto the individual market and buying insurance. And so a couple of things in this new law that people are very excited about have to do with the ban on insurance companies sort of saying, hey, if you have a pre-existing condition, we're not going to take you. Now, that ban takes place in 2014. And in the meantime, there's going to be a program that will help kind of bridge the gap. There will be something called a high-risk pool. And the state of Wisconsin actually already has one, and there'll be a new one incorporated as part of this new law that will help people with pre-existing conditions get affordable health coverage. So we've heard from a lot of members who are really looking forward to that component. We have also heard from members who hate it, kind of from both ends of the spectrum. We've heard from members who say it doesn't go far enough. They would have liked to have seen the legislation go farther in terms of covering people. And we have heard from members who say it goes way too far and that it is truly a government takeover of healthcare.
we've started the baby boomer onslaught, if you will, of those getting older, over 50. And did health care reform come in time? I mean, can this plan address this influx of people?
Many of the changes will be gradual. I think what we'll see, and I think what we'll see a couple of things that kind of address sort of our aging population. One is the starting of these health insurance exchanges. I alluded to them a little bit. This will be the way that people without insurance through their employer, people who don't currently have insurance or who can't afford it, will be able to purchase insurance through these new health insurance exchanges. It'll be kind of a one-stop shopping marketplace where you can compare different insurance packages. Kind of think of it like a Travelocity, but for healthcare plans. So we'll finally have a way to provide some coverage. And if you can't afford that coverage, there will be subsidies for people with certain income limits. That sort of gets at a mix of people of all ages who need help with coverage. But it's also a little nod to Medicare and to say, hey, let's make people healthier while they're in there, you know, 40s and 50s. So by the time they reach Medicare, maybe they're not on the cusp of health disaster, but maybe people have been, you know, getting the proper medical services that we need. There's another part of this new law that not a lot of people know about that I also think kind of addresses our aging population. And it's something called the CLASS Act. And CLASS stands for Community Living Assistance Services and Supports. It's a voluntary insurance program to basically help people with home and community-based services. This really is sort of more looking at it as long-term care insurance, quote-unquote. But you pay for it, a monthly premium. After 5 years of paying into it, you would be eligible for benefits. And those benefits are a cash payment that can help someone buy services to help them stay in their own homes.
Wisconsin AARP Advocacy Director Lisa Lampkins. She spoke with Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Rysom. We'll continue the conversation about the impacts of health care reform on the Cooley region coming up in the next half hour as we talk about its effects on the insurance industry.
Probably shouldn't have been called health care reform. It should have been called increased access. It's a very humane law, but it's mainly a tax bill.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. To hear this or other editions of Newsmakers or special reports and series produced by Wisconsin Public Radio's La Crosse News Bureau, or to comment on any of our programs, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse.